Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Dav Zayin. The Gemara was addressing the din of the Mishnah, the Braisa. How do we know that when the Pesukim tell us that there's the carbon out of a Yared that we have, it's referring to the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshah. It's referring to a person goes into the Mikdash, or he eats Basar Kodesh, and he's Tamei with Tumas Haguf, each one of them having a Chiyuv Karis. And how do we know that the Yoyla B'Yoyret, that the Torah was Mechayev, it's talking about that case? Maybe I'll just read it. I'm going to read it over here in the Pesukim that we have. So it should be clearer in the how it comes out from the Pesukim themselves. We have over here, we read it.
The Rebbe's reading from the end of Vayikra.
I'm reading at the end of Parshas Vayikra.
Parshas Vayikra.
Parshas Vayikra, the end of Parshas Vayikra.
Okay.
Okay? So we have, see here. Yep.
Eric K. Pasuk Bays, I think that's where I'm
Eric K. Here we have Pasuk Bays. Here it is. O Nefesh Asher Tiga Bechol Davar Tameh. Beginning of Kapitel Hey that we have at the end of Parshas Vayikra. The Nefesh, spell the star over there. But the first one is talking about a Shmuel. Then the second pasuk base. O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tamei. A person who came in contact b'chol davar tamei. O benivlas chaya tamei. O benivlas behema tamei. The nevela of a chaya tamei. See what that, the significance of that. Or the nevela of a behema tamei. And thereby he became tamei. O benivlas sheretz tamei. And he was unaware of it. He was away, forgot that he was Tameh. Benela bimeno, behu Tameh, biyoshe. Oh, ki yiga bitumas adam. Yeah, let's say he went, and he touched tumas adam, lechol tumas ashiyin, above benela bimeno, biyada biyoshe. He came Tameh some other way like that. And so, what then it tells the din of the Shvuah. And then a couple of psukim later, we have the habeas hashomo la Hashem. Al chatoso asher chata, the keva midatzai, kispa. What does he bring? He brings a kispa osira sisim lachatos. He has a choice. If he wants to bring a female sheep or a female goat, the keeper love akaya mechatoso. And let's say he can't afford it. But those hakeya yado de seh, then what does he bring? Shtei shtayr vishtei b'nei yayna. Two birds, echad the chatos v'echad the yayla, and the kayin brings them umarak esreisho v'chulhu, and then b'ivlo sasig yado the shtei siren. Let's say he can't even afford that. What does he bring? He brings an asira soifa. He brings a minchas chaytei, and of course one of the things is where kinevesh shertiga b'chol davar tamei nevilas chayet tameya. So what did he do? The Pesukim don't tell us, but famous, what he did. What did he do? He went into the Mikdash. He went into the Mikdash. We're talking that he ate Basar Kodesh. But the Pesukim are not, but famous, to tell us that.
But
we need Torah Shemal Peh to tell us what this is talking about. The Pesukim don't tell us, but famous, what the chet that he did was. So that's what we're dealing with over here now. And it was the Gemara brought, the Braisa said, the Braisa that we had before, or towards the bottom of the above of the base, did hoyo mehisa viyadasha latuba, and it's chayav a carbon, the chayra, that is the case where we, what we would be talking about. Maybe it's truma. And in that, like the Gemara said, like we saw yesterday, says, but the truma is mabaye, but lemute truma. Maybe it's coming to me mabaye migdash. And that, the Gemara says, no, it's not. Eva ba lemute migdash, the losagile, the carbon other the iron. It's not enough at the maisi carbon kavua. Kari Rava Le, the Rebbe, the Dalabai, the Baris Abukim, the Sanya, like we learned, and this is what we're up to. Because what, so how do we know the job that we think that we're after now is to know that what are we talking about in the Psukim? The Psukim don't tell us that it's talking about Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. And therefore it tells us the Sanya Rebbe Omer. Ekrani Chayat Mei, like we just read. A person went, and what did he do? Chaya tmeya or a behemoth tmeya? Here we had Oneva Shasher Tiga, the Choldover Tame, O Benimlas Chaya tmeya, O Benimlas behemoth tmeya, O Benimlas Sheretz Tame, and Mehudela Nimenu, and then so that is what happened. He Chaya tmeya, or a behemoth tmeya, or a sheretz tmei, and that's what the psukim tell us. The Sani Rebbe Yomer, Ekrani Chaya Behema, Lama Nemra, Nemakad Behemoth Tmeya, Venema Lahav. So what does it say anything more than that for? What's the point in saying Behaya Tmeya, Behemoth Tmeya? And Rashi comes and he tells us what? So what does it come back to? Rashi, now let's take a look at the Rashi, where the Rashi tells us. Ekra Nichaya. That's going by that passage that we just read. The carbon out of the iron said, I've been evil as Chaya to me, I've been evil as behavior to me. The die, even I see Chaya, I've been evil as Chaya to me. It would have sufficed, I would have gotten the message, if it would have said, that he came in contact with the Nevela of a Chaya Tmeya. Shenichan Rishon. That's what it said first. What's the point of it telling me that he touched also either a Behemoth Tmeya? Shri Behemoth Mechlal Chaya. The Klal is that whenever it says Chaya, it's more inclusive. It could remember, that it's going to be like that by Behemoth also. Shenichan, like we learned, so what's the point of telling me the din of a behemoth tmeya? Lama never kad behemoth tmeya, but never lahalan behemoth tmeya. Mala halan tumas kainish. Of tam tumas kainish. The reason is because it says, and later on in Vayikra, but never lahalan. There it's preferring ba'aychal kachim betumas aguf. There it's preferring when if a person eats basar karbin when he himself is tamei. Says this parsha that we were reading, of course, is in parsha's Vayikra. But later on in parsha's Tzav, what does it say? Never la ba'aychal kachim betumas aguf tzav asarin nefesh kisiga. V'chol tamei, v'tumas adam obi v'heima tmeya, v'yachal b'misar zemach ha-shlonim, says that nevesh kisiga v'chol tamei, and he ate basar karbon. So therefore, what do I learn from here? Well, here it says, mala hala tumas kaidesh, avkan tumas kaidesh. And therefore I know that I learned from the Xerah Shavim, that when he uses the term behemoth tmeya, what is it talking about? The Torah's Mechayim, the din of a carbon oil of the iron. We're talking about where he ate a shlomim. Ashkad tumas kainish. All right, that's very nice. So if he ate a carbon, b'tuma, he's going to be chayim. Very good. Ashkad tumas kainish. Tumas migdash minolah. All right, how do you know what if he goes into the migdash? Amakra b'chol kodesh l'siga v'el ha-migdash l'sava. Here we have, because it says, when the Torah talked about b'chol kodesh l'siga, it compares it as a hekish, that the same din of that, of kind eating kachem b'tuma, implies to going into the migdash b'tuma. V'el ha-migdash l'sava, iskish migdash l'kodesh. And therefore, we have that. We have that. That's, of course, going later on. When we have with that, we have, if we take a look, here he has. Shmini, what did we just have? We have a parsha that says, there we have, parsha, my dabra Hashem, oh my shalem, and dabra, oh b'nei Yisrael. Fine. What happens for 33 days? 33 days, these are the days of Shleishim Yayim, Shleishas Yomim. Teshed Bipay Tara, she will be Tahar. The Chalkaidish Laisiga, so here we have, she's going to be Tomei for 7 days. She waits 33 days. But she's not allowed to go into the Migdash. She's not allowed to eat Basar Kodesh until she brings a carbon. Until the 33 days are finished. If the Kama Sele, then of course it's double. 66. And then what? And then after the 33 days, when the 66 days are over, or in other words, if the 40 days are over, and the 80 days are over, Tavi, what happens then? Tavi Kevis Benchnaso Liyla, Uved Yaina Osar Lachatos, she brings a kevis for an Ayla Osar Lachatos on Pesach Ayomayna Lakayin, and she brings it. The Kriva the Kayin brings it. Chipper Lavatam Bikartamea. That's the din of the oldest Lazachar in the Kiva. The Yivla Sitsa Yada they said. Let's say she can't afford the sheep. Then she, instead of bringing the sheep and the bird, she brings two birds. Lachashtei Sarmu Shtei Bnei Yaina. This is, of course, a different, maybe I should just mention it, even though it's not directly relevant to what we're talking about here. This is another form of another Yairid, you realize. There's no date of Dalai Dallas here. There's no date of a Minchas. Not every Yairid has three levels. Sometimes it can have two levels. Over here, it's a two-level Olamiyari, not three. Over here, if the person can't afford the person, for in other words, the oldest. If the oldest cannot afford to bring the sheep, she has an option, she can bring a bird. But there's no option of bringing a mincha. Pardon me? Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's another thing. But this is what she has to bring. Who's responsible for bringing it is another issue. Yeah. Over here, but normally, when we're talking about two Esmigdash, well, everything we're talking about over here, this parak, we're talking about the Abdalus and Dalai Dalus. She can't afford, let's say the person can't afford the behemoth, so what do they bring? They bring a bird, birds. They can't afford birds, they bring a mincha. By a yoldus, it's not like that. There's another case that we have like this. A mitzvah. But wait. So what we have over here is, if she can't, another thing here also, which one is the thing that she can't afford? The Isla, not the Chatas. She brings a keves for an Isla, and she brings an if for a Chatas. Now, she can't afford the sheep that she brings it for an Isla, that she brings an if for an Isla. And in addition to the regular bird that everybody has to bring for a chatas. So, but they all bring a bird for a chatas, even an usher. But, if she's an usher, she brings a keves. If she can't afford that, and in lieu of the isla, the kevesh, she brings an ice for that, for the isla. No option of a mincha. But in the meantime, what are we talking about over there? The chevel, we have the hekesh, that what happens? I mean, the chokaydish lo siga, the alhamigdash lo savo, and in order to be materer, to go and eat that, so she has to bring a carbon. Now, that's one chiluk that we have. That's another, and also there's another thing. She does not need that, those karbonis, like she needs the karbonis by us. By us, she needed for kapara, remember. But person who did a chet, he went into the Migdash, and the Torah, the Pesukim are telling us at the end of Parshas Vayikra, to be mechaper, you need this carbon, which is happens to be the oil of the iron. Over there, she doesn't need it for that. She needs it as a machusa kippurim, not for a kapara. There's about the Amar also, she needs it of the Kares Be'er Yoldis, also needs it for a chet. But the main, but the Pesukim, that's not the main point. The main point over there is, she uses it only to be matter her to go into the Migdash or to eat Basar Karban, not for the sake of a kapara. All right, so what it's telling us over here is Nachamo. So get Bala Hala to its Migdash. So Rabbi Yarmit says, what do we have? We have it there Shavu. Over here at the end of Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, it says Chaya and it says Behema. Just like over there, where it says the other word, behemoth tmeya, just like over there, we're referring to tumas kaidish. Lomadir never kad behemoth tmeya, b'neva lahala behemoth tmeya. Mala hala tumas kaidish, avkad tumas kaidish. Hachka tumas kaidish, very good, okay. So it's referring over there to Tumas Kodesh. How do you know that it's going to include going into the Migdash Metuma? Tumas Migdash Metuma. All over that, we have these psukim that tell us there's always a hekish. Amar Kramach al Kodesh lo Siga v'al Migdash lo Savo. Iskish Migdash lo Kodesh. Okay, so we have a hekish, and therefore we have the Xerah Shavah that it tells us by Behemoth Tmeya. We're talking that the person ate. The person ate a kachim betuma, in which case, over here where we know that we're going to be talking about the person eating kachim betuma, and the male is going to apply by going into the Migdash also because of the hekesh. Praising Mary Yachachum and Ami. The Abar Bar, Bechol Kodesh, Lo Siga, Del HaMigdash Lo Savo, like we have. And what does it mean, Bechol Kodesh, Lo Siga? That's the rabbis of Satruma. If there is coming to be marbe, b'chol, kodesh, referring to what? Not only eating kmasar kodesh, but also truma. But you can't say that, hamid rachwana ba. We have ba. Ba means dafke this. And therefore, it's to the exclusion, like we just got finished saying before, that if a person ate truma with tumas haguf, where it's b'chai misa b'mezit, over there, he's not chayv the ugly yarin. Only where it's going to be a chayv karis. And that applies only where you ate basar karban, not where you ate truma.
By truma,
what?
By
yeah.
By truma, we can learn out from the Chol Kodesh that
you can't eat the truma? Yes. We have a seventh Russia. We Chol Kodesh lo siga. Remember, we had the Gemara of Malkus. Gemara of Malkus, remember we had it. Daf Yates, we had the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so it's there as an Azhara also, an Azhara, for eating it, but not the carbon. For the carbon, there's not going to be a Chiv carbon for that. Carbon is only, like the Gemara says, only when it's going to be a Chiv Karis been made. Here, Misa, it's not, here it's Misa with the Shavayim, it's not that.
So when he says, referring to the
Shuma,
that means it'll be a
carbon over the iron. No, that's just the Azhara. No, there's not going to be an oil of the iron. There is no oil of the iron if you eat truma betuma saguf. There is no oil of the iron for that. That's a parsha shmini. Over there it's not referring to the carbon oil of the iron. That's just only the azhara. We want the havamim, as we thought maybe it should apply by truma, but Ba says that has nothing to do with truma. Ema Ba, How do you know that that's what bar comes? Maybe it's coming, maybe it's telling you. You can do it, maybe it's telling you, yeah, Chalabi Chai by Truma and not Bigdash. How do you know Bigdash is not Truma? Ema, Limute Bigdash, it's not a Bigdash love of Matinish, came to Karis, Kabaisa. It's like Karis, like you have by eating Busser Carbon. Adarabba, Truma love Matinan. Adarabba, you should say you're Chaim, the Carbon, Olivi Yarin for the Truma, and you're not the Maidat. Why? Because it's Kate Achila Kabaisa. It's like Achila of eating Busser Carbon. What is more diamond to what? We're talking over here about the date of three cases. We're talking about eating Busser Carbon. We're talking going into the Migdash. And we're talking about eating Truma. What two things are most similar to each other?
The action of the status.
The two chatoyim that the person did. On the one hand, you're talking about a person ate Busser Carbon. And he went into some place that was holy. He went into the Migdash. The other guy is the other person that ate. But then he had, what did he eat? He ate Truma. But so which is also called Kaidish. B'chol Kaidish lo Siga. Well, so what? So the Gemara says, Adarabba, Truma lo Matidish, Kein Achila Kabaisa. Maybe we should say Truma is more diamond to eating Busser Shlovin. El Amar Rava. Rava says the following. Shalosh krisus bishlamim lama. There are three times, three psukim that the Torah tells us an azhara about eating basar shlamim betumas aguf. Achas lechlau. One is to tell you, Jared, one is not talking dafke about shlamim. It's bekotchim lechlau, bekotchim lechlau, bekotchim lechlau, to eat any kind of Busser Carbon, Betuma, you can't. The Achas Leprat. And then there's another one where the Torah specifies, don't eat a Shlomim when you're Tameh. The Achas Letuma, Haksuva, Betaira Stam. And then there's a general din. Let's see the Rashi over here. They will get many of their Mahi. See the Rashi that we have here? Let's see the Rashi. Achas lechlau. What do we have? Ahid yel hakochim shekolo es hakol. See the Rashi before that comes and tells us. Shalosh krisus b'shlamim. Don't really have that? There we have three psukim. Biyakla betuma weyedet betuma. Achas, what is a pasuk be'emar and pashas emar alakaitin? Kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem. The Abin so says, we call Zachem al Akachem, he can't eat it. The Abin of Mizvacha Berk Revim, the Ha Yikrav Achilahi, where it says the word Yikrav, over there, Ashkol Ish Asher Yikrav, we call Zarachem. What's the Yikrav referring to? Bunch of it means, brother Carbon. No, it's referring to the Achilah. The Ha Yikrav Achilahi. Umahal Yikrav, but Rai Lakrava. Yikrav, it said the word Yikrav. That's something which is Rai Lakrava means what? That it was tar. Jehuknash Bikli. There's Hukdash Bikli because it's Hukdash Bikli, it's a carbon. And it's Rai Frachil. Ushtayim. Then we have another one. That was in Pasha Sambar. So what, and it doesn't say anything about a Shlomim. What does it say? It says over there, any carbon. Mikol Zarachem. There it says, Isha Sheikra, Mikol Zarachem, El
Hakkadoshim.
Yeah,
Vayechom
Menachachim. The kutcher can be anything.
Right.
Then it says another thing. Ushtayim, Mitzav, Mitzarim. We have Parshas Tzav, another thing. What does it say there? Vahanefesh Asher Toichal, Mibesar Zebach Ashlomim. Oh. Looks about Shlomim. The Sabbath, then what, after that, what does it say? The Nefesh Ashiki Singa Bechol Tamei. The Witravayim Sivinichrasa. By both of them, it says Vinichrasa. Now, But it doesn't say what's happening in the third one. It says Shetika b'chol tabet. Leaves us hanging. What is that about? But by it says the Zachim curse. Achas leklal. Where it says the pasuk, the first one that we just brought, Hayhi d'al ha-kachim, that pasuk, which is a general din b'chol by all kachim. Liprat, Hayhi d'al ha-kachim, shekol esakol, the achas min hashtayim, one of the, maybe the second two, Liprat, Uminazu, the dresh is normally, but there is kaiden, we have betchilas ha-sefer, we have there, something we had bechlal general kachim, the other we had klal lalame. Then there is the Torah specified what ketsav adem shetaychal b'bzar zevach hashlamim the hashlamim bechlal kol hakachim hayu lalame yatsu lahakishleim hashlamim yichadim kachim isbeach hakol kachim isbeach yatsu kachim erich habayi shen chayim lo mishum tum. So well, that's where the Torah kind of tells us. Once an overall din of eating kachim betuba, then it says shlomim. Why? Maybe it's only a carbon. Let's say a person will leave better kabayis when he was tama. He's not a chayit kar, it's only a carbon.
It's a regular
call, huh? Gets, yeah. Right, that the prat comes to streamline. The timer. So, yeah, so this is a problem. It's not the regular call of prat. If it would be a regular klal prat, it would have to be only by shlom. B'taymar, lama yidgani b'klal prat, b'yem b'klal o'am ha'shem prat, shlom imin, b'ni achrini lo. According to the regular rules that we have, it should be ein b'klal o'am ha'shem prat. You shouldn't be able to learn, let's say he ate a chatas b'tuma. Let's say he ate a toidu b'tuma, something to that effect. The reason is because that doesn't apply here, because of a side reason. Because they're far apart. That we have there. So anyway, what we have, three psukim, tells us their chorus. The first pasuk is a general azhara. The second one is a specific one. Which one? And then there's the third one, which is very nebulous. Okay, so Rashi's coming over here. What's the difference that we have by in this and other rules of Kal Fanachla? All right, so he comes and explains that. I don't want to get Fafirt over here. So what we're saying over here, though, is let's go to the next Rashi now. The Achas Letuba Haksuva B'Tayra Stam. See the next Rashi? The Yachas Vida Krisus Ho'elu, one of the Chayve Krisus, very nebulous. The third one. Shehi Yisera, that's extra, stops the seemingly superfluous, Nichtava. The Galais Alha Tubak Suva, it's a lot of Yorid. That's there to be Megalit for the other Tuba that the Torah talked about. It's a lot of Yorid. The Sosma Akasa Velo Perish, Alaisa Tuba Chayvaso Torah. Carbon. So what does it say in the other pasuk that we have? That just says what? The sasma kasav lo perish aleisa tuba chay basal tera carbon. Hufta karis lo labdach shalachaper al karis zehuba shutubas kodesh. So therefore, what do we have? So we go back to the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Shalosh krisus mishlamim lama. Achas for the klal b'kachim leseichel. The achas for shlamim, baser shlamim don't eat. And then what does it say? Baruch sedvar shedim dechalim. So he'll come and tell us. I lost my bearings here. Any dear mahu. What is that? It's coming to me, Tumas Kodesh. But Tumas Kodesh I know about. I not the first in general call. Now I know that they're by Shlomim. So it's time extra. What's the point of the third person? Good. Wait. So it says, they know when you're Tumas Kodesh. The Nafkalei be the Rebbe, and I know that. Why? Because I know Rebbe told us what the price we just said before. And I know that over there there's going to be an oil of the iron. So with that it tells you Tumas Migdash. So it tells you again, for Tumas Migdash, there's also a din of an oil of the iron. Because even though the Pasek is talking about eating Musar Kaidish, I don't need it for my Musar Kaidish. That already, I know that the Pasek of Anad of the Iron, I know it from the Beth Zereshava, that we have of by Behema, and I know that I have the Hekish, now I'm English Losavo. Like I have the Chokhadish Losing, I'm English Losavo. And therefore, today you win in the Tumas Migdash. When we violate Rabbi Avahu, the other Rabbi Avahu, what do you mean? This is how you're learning this. You need it. Why do you need it? You need it because of the following. He says the following. Shalash Krisus Mishlamim. How did he learn it? It says three times chorus. Achas Lechlav, Yachas Leprat, Yachas Ledvarim, She'inim Necholim. He tells us a second, the third one is required to come and tell us something that I otherwise would not know. Let's say it's something that's not Rai Lachilah. Let's say he would eat the Ketiris. See the Rashi, or the Eitzim. Let's say he would eat the Eitzim. See the Rashi that we have here. Be'achas l'tuma k'suma b'atayra, where we have, l'tvarim she'edim d'chol. Let's say he would eat the Atzei HaMarocha. Let's say he would eat the Levina, or the K'tayrus. Imachla b'tuma, he's chayim. So that tells you something else completely. Even if it's not really Roy L'Achila, but let's say he would do it. Yeah, it's good about eating that, but it's not coming to tell us the din. It's not coming to tell us the din of Tumas Migdash.
But you have a
Kulish in the right of the Chayat. Well, you can have it. That's what Tumas Migdash is here. Yom HaRabi Yavo. Show us creases again, Mishlom HaAchas. So you're telling me that I need it to come and tell me the din of Ivedu Inu the Tumas Kainish, the Naftalami the Rebbe. Right, today we knew the Tumas Migdash. That therefore, so you're telling me the date of Tumas Migdash.
We need it for
something else. Okay. We need it for this. The Yomar, so it says again, Ola Reb Shimon, Ola Reb Shimon, what about Reb Shimon also? Reb Shimon, the Yomar, Varab She'edim Lecholim, Ein Chayavan Aleim Chorus. Now, Reb Shimon happens to argue about that. He holds that if you eat things like the Atzei HaMarocha, you eat the Ketiris, you eat the Levina, they're not Mecholim. Ain't Chayavin Alehem Karis. Mishum Tuba, you're not Chayav Atzei Nisr Tuba. So what would he hold that it's coming to be Marba? He's telling you, let's say you ate from the Basar of Chatos HaPnimius with Tuma. In Tuma. The song of Eidach HaMina. Hail the Amar Reb Shimon. We know that Reb Shimon holds a Chiddush Negashita. The Amar of the Amar Reb Shimon. Kol She'eino Karav al Mizbech HaChitzim. Kishlabim. If it's not brought to the Mizbech HaChitzim like a Shlabim, then Chayavad Allah Mishul Pigol. There's no dead Pigol or Karbonis that are brought to Katos HaPnimius. Or Pigol. Therefore, maybe I would have said, Yishutuba Damila. So the Kiddush is that if a carbon that was Tameh and it was brought Bifnim, the din is that you're able to be Chayiv. But in the meantime, what do we have? Because it's not extra. So how do I know if I come back to where I started from? So where do I know by the Migdash now? In the name of Rava, the Shalosh Tumas Bishlama Lama. Achas Lechlal, the Achas Leprat, the Achas Letuba, Tsuma Batera Stam, same thing, maybe a day of Mahi, but Heavy Oimer, Tumas Kaidish. But what do I need it for Tumas Kaidish? We made a window of Tumas Kaidish. The Nafkala be the Rebbe, I know from the Pusik that it says, Chaya, Behemoth, and I have Behemoth,
And I have to say, a shovel behemoth, that's what it's referring to. That at the Beno Indian, the Tumas Kodesh, the Naftalei, me the Rebbe, today you Indian, the Tumas Migdash. I, behind Ami Mivayle, I, so what, I'm sorry, behind that.
We
need
it for branching the
boat.
But this is new.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the Haidabi
Mivayle. Oh, yeah, the same one.
So, Nachum again. The main wind in the Tumas Kodesh, the Naphtali, the Rebbe, if I have that, today you wind in the Tumas Migdash. Use it for Tumas Migdash. That what? That Tumas Migdash. Tell you Tumas Migdash what? That it's going to be? That it's going to be Chorus. Gotta be and an oil of the iron. And that's why I made a window of Tumas Kodesh, the Nafla, me the Rebbe. Today, a window the Tumas Mignosh, behind Nami, me Vile. Behind Nami, me Vile, I need to buy the meat of Chorus, the Rabbi Avo, because of Nami Tmeis, the Losagi Belavachi, the Losagi Belavachi. See the end of Rashi over here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. So here it says again, Nachamo. Hola, Reb Shimon. Yeah, we have a Shimon. Hola, Reb Shimon. Hola, Reb Shimon. Chatos HaPnibius. See the Kigoy Par Vesar Shiyom HaKippurim. The Par Kai Mashiyom. All these things, there's no pigle that's Chayat. There's no pigle according to Reb Shimon. We held something similar to that, but not Mamish Reb Shimon. We all that has to be able to be by both. But there isn't in a pickle, there could be a big pickle b'fnim. But Rav Shimon holds something else. Rav Shimon holds that it can't be b'chlal on a davrikas brook b'fnim. Kishlamim, because the pickle b'shlamim ziv, the template for the whole din of pickle, it says it by shlamim. And therefore it has to be only, according to Rav Shimon, it has to be only like a shlam where it's brought the mizbech hachitzim. Yalut Reb Shimon, Midah Sheena Nehegas Bechatos HaPnibis, Bechlal, the Slotin Pinkle by Chatos HaPnibis, according to Reb Shimon. Then it says, Sholosh Tumis, Bahan of Sholosh Krisus, Siv, Bechol Chada Betumaso Alav. Now what is it telling? He's telling us the Rabbah. Rabbah's telling us when it says what? By all the Sholosh Krisus, it says Betumaso Alav. See again, let's go back in the Gemara where it's bringing from Rava. Here it says, "Bishmeda shalosh tumas bishlamim lama shalosh." See, what was the term that we said before? The three things that it says, krisus shalosh krisus. What does it say? Rava is saying something else. Rava says shalosh tumas bishlamim lama, not shalosh krisus. Shalosh, yeah. Shalosh tumas mishlamim lama. Achas v'chlal. Here it says again. Shalosh tumas v'hadam shalosh krisus. By the three cases of the krisus, it says v'chol chadim v'tumas alav. Siv hacha. What does it say here? It says over here by our case of the other Yerid. By he ha'avyam. Get shalosh tumas mishlamim lama. Achas v'chlal. Biachas leprat, biachas letumak simba b'tayrus nab, and I don't know what it is. Habiyaymer, tumas kaidish. That what? Now by tumas kaidish, there's going to be, and I love yayrin. Bim eino inyan letumas kaidish, but I don't need a skinish for that, because I learned that out from Remy, because I know that where it says there, that there's going to be a din. According to Rebbe, we know that the Parsha is referring to the Isle of the Yireg, where it's Betuma, Yait Basar Kodesh Betuma. Today, you end in the Tumas Migdash. The High Nami, the Vile. Yeah.
And I'm Vile because of
the
Bosar. It's not extra.
Great thing, Gemara. Again, the High Nami, the Vile.
Hmm.
Yeah, so now you're saying what? Behind Abi Bivaylay, we just said that you needed to come and teach us for either Dvarm Shadim Nechalim, or it's coming to tell us the din either get dvar shenim nachalim, or that you're chayiv even though it's from b'fnim. If I chatos ha'pnimius. So the bar, I need the bar lemichtav, chorus. So the bar, no. Since it had to come and tell me the din of chorus, look at the Rabbi Avahu. Since it came and come and tell me the din chorus, what did Rabbi Avahu tell us? Rabbi Avahu came and tell us that there was din. He had to come and come and tell us, Shalosh Krisis, the Shalosh Krisis, Bachas Varm Shadim Nachalim, where he said what? Why did it need the third pasuk that we have? Achas v'chlal, achas v'am shenim b'chalim, for v'am shenim b'chalim. I haven't come and told me there's a chiv chorus for that. Right? And therefore, since it had to come and tell me for that, chasad abi t'meyis, lo sagi b'la v'achi, that tells us already, it's not extra. It really, it really.
Part of kasha now. Yeah. It's not extra. It's more woman kasha, because what we're really trying to say is some of those extra vehicles, we could use that for some of the extra specs of Gemara. But we still need it for those
dresses before. So wait. For the Gemara that said, Hai Nami be violet. Hai Nami be violet. So therefore, you need it. I need to buy the mix of chorus, the Rabbi Avol, Kasa Nami Tmeis, the Lysagi Belavachi. You're going to have to say the tuba because it's all part of the din of there that they came and say there's a chiv karis either for dvar b'shenim nechalim or that from chatos ha'pnimius.
Right.
So when is that going to be true? When the weather's tuma.
Right.
All right, so that you need to come and tell me. So what are you learning? What are you learning to get out from there now? Ella by Rava, Asi Tumasa Tumasa. So according to him, it's Kama Shrey, you don't have Tumas Mikdash. So according to him, you don't have Tumas Mikdash. You're asking, where is the Tumas Mikdash going to come from? From Dina Noenya, because it's extra. But it's not extra. You need to come and tell me that that's the case when it's going to be a Chiv Karis, when it comes to Katosa Pneumius, or Dvar Shenim Nechom. Ella by Rava, Asa Tumasa Tumasa. Therefore, Rava says, how am I, in the end, am I going to know Tumas Mikdash? I learned it from Xerah Shavah. See, Vacha, it says over here, the pasuk that we brought, Lachal Tumasa, by the pasuk that we had here by the Isle of the Iron. It says, Lachal Tumasa. You read it over here again. Here we have again, it says, O nevesh ki siga, l'chol dover tamei, o b'nevei l'saif tamei, o b'nevei l'sbehei b'tmeia, o b'nevei l'sheretz tamei, v'nei l'nbeni v'tama v'yoshem. O ki yiga b'tumas adam, l'chol tumasa. O ki yiga b'tumas adam, l'chol tumasa, asher yitma. That's meant by the oil of the iron. Ela bar Rava, Asya Tumasa Tumasa, Ksiv Acha L'chol Tumasa. Ksiv, Hasam. And it says over there, by Tumas Mingdash, by Parshas Parat, and talking Parshas Chukas, Shab, Ksiv Hasam, Tabe Yeo Tumasa Vo, that we have there in Parshas Chukas. Allah said, I Tumasa Vo. We have a Zereshava, Tumasa, Tumasa. Ma, Lahalan. Where do we learn that from there? Remember, man. Then we learn up there, even at Tuliyai, because they keep her of this. If Karis, he goes into the Mikdash. Tamayai, Tumasa, Val. Ma, Lahalan, Tumas, Mikdash. I've got Tumas, Mikdash. And therefore, what it says over here, Lachol, Tumasa, in Parsha at the end, the Parsha's by Yikra. What are we learning it out from? That means that there's a din of Ayla the Yairet by going into the Mikdash Betumah. That's where Rava would learn it out from.
But what about Rabbi Akiva?
Lamali.
Yeah.
So make Gemara. So I say, Elaba. If you learn it out from there, so what's the Ba now for? The whole basis of the Xerah Shav is to tell us that. So what's have it made by Truma? So what do you need there? Why would I think by Truma?
that there's going to be a din like that.
What does that mean? You don't even
make sure. You have the ba is there because I have a hava mina. I'm about to be my mic. Now, what's the hava mina to say that truly should be? I have the whole thing that I love his mother to tear a shava. So I know that. So what's bar? Why would I think now by bar it's going to be a different? There's no zera shava by truma. Yeah, mechatesi. Say ba'al chadusha bar lava li libute truma. The mechatesi. L'chiyuva, the mahani, the mahani. The mehani lo as, it's kei chorus. The whole basis, again, to come and tell me by the other ones, it's only by because of the chiyuv chorus that it says by the three cases. By the three psukim. Truma doesn't have that. In which case, so there's never a hava mina to say that it should be included. In which case, so what do I need a mean? Zamti Gemara, the rabbis, the male slave Tahar, the bimarve, that if a person became tamei because he ate the male slave Tahar, that's betami b'beis ablia, and he goes into the mikdash, he's also chayav. He's kind of an Olivierid. What do you mean? But the bar is there for a meat, right? Bar is a meat. Dafke this. And now you're telling me what? That he's chayim. They were bar loveling the rabbis. He's chayim, the male of Soif Tar. Well, what do you mean? You're using it to rebuy. Bar is a meat. Ha'amid bar liutahu. I mean, it's a meat. What's a meat? What do you mean, Marba? The reason is, Rishum to miyutaho, Iter, it's because, if it's a miyut, then I am able now to come and be marbe, that it's going to be chayim. Why? Because tziv o kiyinga, nefesh, what does it say? If he touches a davar tame. What does that mean? The way we're saying, he touches it. O kiyinga, davar negiya in. How did he become tame? He becomes Tamei because he came in contact with the Nevei L'Tamei. Case like that. Chaya Tamei, Behemi Tamei. To argue the Gia in. But let's say he's not capable of doing that. The Labar the Gia alone. Mashma, let's say he came in contact with. Let's say the Gia is not going to be Matamei. For example, he's not going to be Matamei because let's say he touched the Nevela, Eif Tamei. Only Beis Ablia, but here it's there. Oksi ba miyuta hava. My miyuta. Hava miyutach ha miyut, ve miyutach miyuta, lo the rabbis. So over here, Nevela's Eif Tamei is not the Bar Negia. If you go and you just touch it the regular way, you're not Tamei. So therefore, it's a miyut. Okay. On the other hand, so what do I have now? Besides that, I also have the word ba. So I have two miyutim to be mamayet, nevelim. Nevelis ba, aiftar, nevelis aiftar. So I have two miyutim to be mamayet, nevelis aiftar. Which means what? I have a reboy to be marbin, nevelis aiftar. Because I have a miyutach amir, it becomes to be marbin, nevelis aiftar. That if I go into the mingdash, I'm chayv and oil of the yarin even for that. Even by Nevela Saitar, that if a person eats it and he becomes tummy that way, but based on Leah, and he goes into the Mignesh, or he eats Basar Kodesh, he's going to be Chayav and Oil of the Yairin. Why? Because it's a Reboy Machbas, the fact that you have a double meat. They meet a Chamir, double Ramas. So therefore, according to the Maskada, look at, so the din is, this is where we learn out, the psukim are not clear at all in Parshas Vayikra. We need drushes. We need drushes for that. So the drusha we have, to come and tell us that, you know, it's referring to Achila. But how do I know? I know it's referring to Achila. And how do I know? How do I know it's referring to Achila? I have the Zerushom of Behemoth Tameya. Huh? Rebbe's did. The Ekrani Chaya. Chaya Behemoth Tameya. What about Mingdush? So Mingdush, because I have the Hekish. Or I'm now Rava saying, I learned it out all from all these things from Tumasa, and these data. Now I have the Ba, according to the Maskana, According to this, either I used bar from before a bar came to me in my truma, but according to the learn this way, according to Rava, the bar is not there with chalavs of meat. It's there for the purpose of a ribui because it's a double meat.
What does Rabbi Akiva do with all this?
What does
Rabbi Akiva do with all this? With mikdash, Rabbi Akiva does is b'mayit mikdash. So what does he do with all these extra words, ba and everything?
Because
according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no hella mikdash. I don't know what he does with all these words.
According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds a chayv on hella tuba, but not on hella mikdash.
What's the kasha? What
do you do with Tumasai? Coming to tell us.
Tumasai is very fair.
He went, so now, if you, the psukim are actually all the drushes that we have to be marbe, that there's a din of an oil of a yayrein by Tumas Smingdash, what does Rabbi Akiva do with that? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, holds it's only by a hell of tuba, Yechai, but not by a hell of Mingdash. Helam tuba, not by Helam Mingdash. No.
Muffet.
No, one second. No. That's a mistake. That's not a kasha.
What does he do with Tomasai?
It's only in what the Helam is. But Abadi holds this and then if you go to the Mingdash, Betuba, Beshoi Gang. Abadi, there's a din of an oil of the Yairid. Let's say a person went into the Mingdash and he forgot that he was Tomeg.
Yes.
Because Chayv and Oil of the Yairid.
It's only if he forgot that it's a Mingdash.
It's only if he forgot that it was the Mingdash.
Right. Ah.
It's not that he doesn't. It doesn't hold that the whole din of an Oil of the Yairid is only if you ate Basar Kaidish. Avadi a Chayv and Oil of the Yairid if you go to the Mingdash Meshagin. The Shaila is, when am I chayim? If I forgot that I'm Tamei, or even if I forgot that it's a Mingdash and I was aware that I'm Tamei.
Rabbi Akiva holds
that if I'm only chayim if I forgot that I was Tamei. If I don't know I'm in the Mingdash, then I'm not chayim.
Or that it's Kaidish.
That's very basic.
Or that it's Kaidish.
So the Rebbe, yeah. I made a very basic mistake.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you very much. I never realized that.
Wow. He says tell me what the hell him is. You have to
Rebbe, call a Parishman Rebbe Kiparishman Achayim. I never understood that. Thank you, Rebbe.
That's what I lied to you.
Thank you. Wow. Wow.
I tell them, no, Parish, don't give me a Parish Mina Chayim. Huh? I can't hear you. That's Rabbi Kenegger. That's what we pointed out. What the whole din is hella Mingdash is. Why is it that the Sasi and Din of Achatas, that's what we pointed out. It should be a case of Mitzasik, Rabbi Kenegger.
Yeah, that might be pointed out.
Anger is mechadish, but you don't say it by an oil of the yoyrid, the whole din of mishasik, which is a chiddush. And we said a different way. The yesh by yadim b'tchila, the aim by yadim b'saif, zara nasa b'fnim. Now, what do we have in the Mingdash? The zara nasa b'fnim, you go back to Kippurim, but the Kaddish Kaddushim, not that it's mechaper, but at least it's begin b'na yisurim. Tana Rabban. Now we go down to Haitik and Parsha, Parsha Sachrimas. Yeshli b'inyan zeh lahavi shalosh tumas. And this Indian, b'tumas yeshli b'inyan zeh, from the fact that it refers to the tuba, there are three kinds of tumas that it could be referring to. Chiper al hakodesh b'tumos b'nei Yisrael. What are the tumas? Averis that are referred to in the Torah as tumas. Well, there's tumas, regular tumas. What else? Avedizara, tumas, Avedizara. Tumas gili arayis, these are lashon of tuma. The tumas shvichas damin. Why? Avedizara, what does it say? Where about tameis mikdashi?
If a person is an Eved Avodah Zarah, it brings about Ruach Hatuma. Or what does it say by Gilei Arayis? By Gilei Arayis, who I bear, who shmarti mishmi shmarti, mevilti yasais, mechukos atoevais, the lo sitabu bohem. Don't defile yourselves with Gilei Arayis. And b'shvichas damim, who I bear, lo sitabeis haaretz. So these are termed, the term tuma refers to these three things.
Besides
the regular bit of tuma, right? Yachol, I might have thought, al gimel tuma salalu, yesar b'chaper. Maybe it's not talking about tuma smigdush. Maybe it's not talking, it became tuma because he touched it a veil or something, like up to sheretz or something. Maybe it's right to these tumas.
Which sorrow is he?
Maybe any of them. The Talmud Leimar, the Tumos, B'nai Yisrael, the light called Tumos. It has to be Dafke one from, or not all of them. Baba Tzidu, like, just like we find Shekhina Kakosov, Bichlau, Kola Tumos, Kola Tumos Yaimar. What is the difference? If we find there's something unique. If we find something which is unique, that's different than all other tumas. Abi Aymer, what is that which makes it unique? It says, Abi Aymer, tumas mikdash mikadoshim. Why is that unique? Avkab, tumas mikdash mikadoshim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, so we find the term made it different. Why is it different? Rashi said, because, but where do we find it's different? Well, we'll see about that. Afkad, it makes a difference. We find it's going to be high only, let's say, that'll be iron. Well, we'll see, let's see. Well, it makes that, we find that there's a uniqueness about that. Therefore, here by us, it's going to be unique also in the kapara of the Sarah Bifnim, Anasa Bifnim. Reb Shimon Aymer, no. You don't have to come on to that. You know that the psukim themselves in Parsha Sacharei, mice, in Achrei Sacharei mice, it's not referring, we know exactly what it's referring to. It's referring to Tumas Mikdash Mikadosha. You don't have to come and say it from Svara. Why? It can be Kaimahu Mukhra. You can say Minehu Vei. You read the psukim, you know that's what it has to be referring to. It's not referring to anything else. Harehu Aimer Mechipar Al HaKodesh. Mitumos b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean? The chiper al hakodesh. Mitumos says mitumos b'nei Yisrael. Mitumos shall kodesh. That's his drasha. Yochel al kol tumah shemekodesh. Yisayer zeh mechaper. Maybe on any tumah shemekodesh it should be mechaper. What it maybe it should be mechaper for anything having to do with yacha or kol tuma, whether it's yesha yediyah mitchila or it's eva yediyah mitchila, maybe anything having to do with tumas kodesh. Maybe how do you know it's dafke where it's yesha yediyah mitchila? I'll call tumas shemekodesh yisrael zeh mechaper. Tabud leima umi pishayim lechol chatoisam. That's the ones that it's going to be mechaper. The Sarah Anasa Bifnim. Ma'ab Shayim. She'ena b'nei Karbin. Afchatayim she'ena b'nei Karbin. That they're ones that they are not now b'nei Karbin. Not where it's Yeshua Yedim B'tchila B'yedim B'saif. B'nayin U'minayin L'Yeshua Yedim B'tchila B'ayim B'yedim B'saif Shesar Zeh Taylah. All right, but how do you know that is the Yeshua Vidicha? How do you know it's going to be Toilah? You know it's not going to be referring to something where it's going to be Chayav Carbon, but how do you know it's going to be that it's going to be Megan? Talmud Leimar, L'chol Chatai Sam. What does it mean, L'chol Chatai Sam? Chayve Chatos B'mashma. It's referring to those things that can come l'idei achadus if you find out the idea later. Pending, it's pending. And I'm Amar Yeshli Binyan Zeh Lahavi Gimel Tumas Tumas Amadizar. Huh? We should stop here. All right. All right, we'll pick it up over here, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.